Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back as we discuss romances and relationships in our four nice selections this year, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. We will be moving on now to our other fabulous male hero, our character Rhett Butler.
Yay!
Yeah, and
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, this is going to be quite something because Rhett is so complicated. Let's start out with the you know, kind of humorous and yet not relationship, Rhett and the unnamed girl that he ruined. This is my heading in our notes for the relationship. Usually we have, you know, Rochester and Jane. This is Rhett and the girl he ruined by refusing to marry her after a buggy ride went past the appropriate time into the evening, suggests sexual intimacy, and she is ruined. That's the relationship. So, in a nutshell, you know. To me, this is a very interesting relationship, and I think probably for me, one of the most important elements of this relationship, if you can even call it that, are that one, he flouts convention regarding appropriate behavior between an unchaperoned men and women, which right away tells us he's, you know, outside of social conventions as a man, right? And two, he refuses to adhere to the societal convention regarding the consequences of his behavior. You know, so basically he's gone on a buggy ride with this young woman without a chaperone. They stay out past nightfall. I mean, it's past sunset, I guess is the way it's put in the book, which is like a euphemism for they had sex. Why it's a euphemism for that, I don't know, but that's what we're supposed to think. And then he refuses to marry her. Therefore, she's ruined. Now, we have to say this is a woman from a good family. This is not, you know, a low-life woman. This is not, you know, this is a woman who is on par with, you know, the Scarlett O'Hara, the Melanie Wilkeses, the gentle Southern ladies. And so within moments of meeting Rhett Butler on the page, you know, as a character, we know he is a rule-breaking, rule-ignoring bad boy.
Yep, absolutely. And that's one of the things I liked about Rhett immediately, is that he doesn't follow conventions. Yeah. He thinks they're stupid.
Yeah, his response is, why should I marry her? You know.
Right. And the modern part of me was like, yeah, I mean, it's a lifelong commitment that
exactly.
You're asking because you just happen to be out past midnight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of respected it. However, there was part of my head that was admitting, you know, he faces fewer consequences than she does.
Yep.
So I do acknowledge that.
Yeah, he's in trouble for this, but the reason he isn't received in good households normally. He's at 12 Oaks because he's a guest there when they're having the barbecue, but he's got a reputation that he's not received in polite society, but it has a lot to do with a lot of things. This is just like the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will. We find out later on, you know, in the story that, I mean, he has a history that of this kind of behavior, not just with women, but just doing things that are outside the gentlemanly norm of his social class, that, you know, he's basically excommunicated from polite society because of his own behavior. So, you know, here he is at what did we say he was, 35, I think? 33, 35, something like that when the story starts.
I believe you.
Old enough to know that his own behavior is making his life harder, but he doesn't care. He enjoys this, you know, he enjoys flouting societal conventions. So, you know, next up, flouting societal conventions continues, Rhett's relationship with Belle Watling. Belle Watling owns a brothel. And he has a relationship with her and this brothel throughout the entire book. I mean, this is not something that ever goes away in Rhett Butler's life. His relationship with her might change a little bit, you know, here and there, different times in the story, but there's always a relationship. She's the stereotypical whore with a heart of gold who really loves him. You know, he treats her exactly as one would expect for the time period that his fictional character is set in this fictional story. He pays her for sex, and that's it. You know, he doesn't love her. He admires her as a businesswoman, and he's invested in her business. He's given her money to start up her brothel or whatever. But he pays her for sex, and that's it. And I would say that part of their relationship might have a little more to do with the story than is really clear. I mentioned before that he has a ward, a boy who's away at boarding school. We don't know if that boy is her son. Later in the book, she mentions to Melanie, I should say she, Belle Watling, mentions to Melanie that she's a mother, she has a little boy, he's away at boarding school. Coincidence? We don't know, you know? I mean, but we don't know if Rhett's ward is her son, or if he, is he the boy's father? If that, you know, we don't know. We don't know who the mother is of his ward, and we don't know if he's the father of the boy. So, to me, there's a lot of interesting things, like, written about Rhett and Belle Watling by Margaret Mitchell, and a lot of stuff that's not written that makes you wonder. So, you know.
Right. And honestly, until you pointed out that it is not confirmed in the book, the identity of the boy, I just assumed that was Rhett's kid.
Yeah, everybody does, especially because of the movie. Because in the movie, the fact that if you know that he has this boy that he pays to be at school for, you know, and then she says she has a son away at boarding school, it's like ding 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 ding, you know. But it's not spelled out. It's not clear. It could be that the child, you know, is the child of his brother. You know, we don't know. He does have a brother that's barely mentioned, but he's mentioned in the book, but barely. I mean, we don't know a lot about Rhett's family history. He could have a friend who had a child, and, you know, who knows? I mean, it could, right. Who knows whose kid this is? But the truth is that both in Jane Eyre and in Gone with the Wind, in the time periods that these books action take place, historically in context, you could say that men of means who had wards at boarding school, those were probably their illegitimate children. You know, that would have been assumed, unless it was very clear that this was their brother's child or their, you know, sister's child. Unless the relationship was spelled out publicly, chances are it was an illegitimate child. So in both of these books, we have that element with these male characters that they acknowledge one way or another that they have had sexual intercourse with women before. I mean, Rochester admits it about Celine. Obviously, Rhett and Belle Watling, and maybe the girl in the buggy. I mean, you know. So, it's definitely, you know, part of their character of bad boys. You know, if you want to look at them in that kind of generic, stereotypical, they're bad boys, our heroes.
Yeah. I found it interesting about his relationship with Belle Watling is that he did respect her, like you said, as a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm just remembering wrong, but I was thinking he was providing some sort of financial backing.
Yes.
And it was just the building she was in.
Yes. He does. And that's why when he invests in the mills, with, you know, on behalf of Scarlett, that's another way that subtly he is putting Scarlett on the same level as Belle Watling.
Yeah.
And Scarlett doesn't like that, but she wants the money. She wants the investment. I mean, you know, Margaret Mitchell wrote some really interesting characters, okay?
Uh-huh.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion in our four nice books, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.